Among the thousands of runners in Sunday's Vermont City Marathon, one competitor stood out, not for the swiftness of her time, but because she was the youngest runner in the field. Lila Carlton is 15. Race organizers say you have to be 16 to enter, but the young woman made her case to the marathon board and they let her in. The decision was not made lightly. As VPR's John Dillon reports, runners and medical professionals have serious concerns about the toll distance running can take on a young person's body.
The fact that everyone in the race was older than her doesn't faze Lila Carlton. In fact, little seems to faze the Huntington High School sophomore. She Nordic skis at Champlain Valley Union and has run track and cross country, but she started distance running on her own and slowly built up to 26 miles last year when she was 14.
One day, I had run like 16 miles, and one Saturday, I just kind of decided, you know, why don't I try this? Let's see what happens. And so I went out and I essentially ran a marathon and came back. And I thought I might as well enter an official one.
But first, she had to convince her parents.
We thought it was a terrible idea.
Her father, Ian Carlton, was initially not on board, and her running and Nordic coach agreed. Ian Carlton changed his mind that Saturday when she ran the marathon distance and showed how determined she was.
At that point, I realized resistance was futile, and so I focused on helping her learn as much as possible about training and nutrition, understanding that this is something that she's passionate about, and I'm not about to stand in the way of my kid's passion.
Passion can get you very far, but passion and sheer will are sometimes no match for the physical stress, especially on young bodies, of running long distance. The effects are well documented. Muscle injuries, joint damage, and stress fractures occur with greater frequency to young runners. And young women in particular can face what's called the female athlete triad. This involves eating disorders exacerbated by extreme exercise, osteoporosis, and amenorrhea, which means they stop having their menstrual cycle.
She has her whole life to run marathons. I know people who have run hundreds of marathons after they turned 18.
Put Sam Davis down in the seriously skeptical category. He's a longtime marathon runner, a coach, and a member of the board of Run Vermont, which organizes the Burlington race. He says if Lila was his daughter, he wouldn't have let her run.
As a coach, it's not something I would take on myself if a parent approached me with a 15-year-old. It's so demanding.
Davis says the medical literature is divided about when it's safe to start distance running. A 2009 white paper by the International Marathon Medical Directors Association says 18 should be the threshold. Run Vermont sets the age at 16 to enter its full marathon, and the organization says if a younger person wants to run, they have to review the 2009 medical white paper, consult with a doctor, get approval from a coach, and have their parents sign a waiver.
They ask my opinion, and I'm going to give them my opinion. But in the end, if as a board, if we are setting these guidelines for a person who is under the age, and the parents are okay with that, then we've done all that we can, and it's on the parents at that point.
Lila Carlton recognizes the concerns that Davis and others have.
It's a big deal to try and run a marathon, and when you're not, you know, like fully developed or whatever, it can be dangerous and you can damage your body. And I totally agree with all the precautions they're taking because I put in a lot of work. I trained for a very long time and it's always kind of been a goal of mine to run a marathon. It wasn't something I took lightly.
Her dad, Ian Carlton, has heard from some on the Run Vermont board who are concerned that Lila's story getting publicized would make other young people, who may not be as well prepared as Lila, want to run marathons. He says they were being justifiably cautious as they reviewed his daughter's application.
I think that was an incredibly valuable process for Lila, but I also think it's the right way for organizers to approach what is still an open debate about whether long distances for kids her age is appropriate.
Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Big hand for our female winners, People's United Bank, Vermont City Marathon.
Sunday was cool and overcast, a good day for running. The top women have been done for an hour or more when Lila Carlton crosses the finish line with an unofficial time of 4:18:23.
Oh my gosh.
Are you able to talk?
Yeah, I can talk.
My quads are really sore, but...
She looks exhausted and elated.
What was the hardest part?
Oh, probably... Actually, mile, like, 18 to 21 was probably the hardest part. I was really not happy. My body hurt so badly. I don't know. I was just really sore, and I was tired.
Lila says she'd love to run another marathon and maybe even take on some longer 50-mile or even 100-mile endurance runs. If she decides to run the Burlington race next year, she won't need special permission. She turned 16 in July. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.